and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is Money Talk Radio, AM 740 WSBR Boca Raton, and WPOW HD3, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. A crowded UN school in Gaza hit by an Israeli air attack this morning. 15 Palestinians were killed, many children wounded by shrapnel.
This is a very crowded area, the most densely populated part of the Gaza Strip, which is overpopulated to begin with. These families don't have very many places to go. 200,000 Gazans, that's more than 10% of the population, are now living in these UN schools, which are filled to capacity.
ABC's David Wright in Gaza. The Israeli military says it struck 75 sites today, including five mosques, it says, were used by Hamas fighters. More small car frontal crashes, and the results are mixed. So far, just over half the models tested have acceptable or good results. Russ Rader with the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says several smaller, fuel-efficient models did do well.
If you're concerned about gas prices, the Ford C-Max Hybrid earns an acceptable rating in this test, and the Chevrolet Volt, which you can drive without any gasoline, at least for a period of time, earns an acceptable rating.
But some cars did poorly in these crash tests. And there's a speed bump over a bill in Congress to continue funding highway repairs in Washington. ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
With the Highway Trust Fund running on fumes, hundreds of thousands of construction workers could be laid off this fall. The House has passed a $10.8 billion measure to keep the money flowing, but the Senate has just taken out a provision that covers much of the cost. Critics called it an accounting gimmick. House Speaker John Boehner has pledged to undo the Senate's action before leaving town Thursday. Highway funding could be left on the side of the road.
Aging infrastructure, a growing problem for many states. In Los Angeles, a 90-year-old water main broke, flooding much of the campus at UCLA. This is ABC News.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. We've told you about HARP in the past. There are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states and NMLS number 33.
The service experts at your Ford dealer know you'll likely be hitting the road this summer. So get the works. It's a synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, brake inspection, and more, designed to keep your Ford running right.
Right now, get the works for $39.95 or less minus a $10 mail-in rebate, making it just $29.95. Only at your Ford dealer. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by prepaid debit card. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 8/31/14.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Welcome to The Real Estate Show, brought to you by Capital One Group, LLC. Eric Wilner, president of Capital One Group, LLC, is a highly trained financial professional. He helps clients to develop strategies for effectively utilizing real estate, mortgages, and related financial products to achieve a more secure financial future. For the real estate investor or the home buyer, he's able to provide expertise in matching the right properties and financing with your specific financial objectives. This show is dedicated to helping you find the safe and simple approach to buying income-producing real estate. If you have any questions about the program or to arrange a consultation, call toll-free 888-595-7779. That's 888-595-7779. Now, today's edition of The Real Estate Show.
And good morning, South Florida. Welcome. Welcome to another live edition of The Real Estate Show, South Florida's number one and longest running program all about real estate. My name is Eric Wilner, and today is Wednesday, which means that we're joined by our special guest, Mr. Joe Eppy. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Good morning.
TGIF.
TGIF.
TGIF. Another good day in sunny South Florida. You had another nice event last night.
We did. We did. Anything drink downtown at... right on Las Olas and very packed event last night. Surprising for summertime. You know, normally in the summertime things slow down a little bit, but doesn't seem to be the case with our business this summer, thank God. And it certainly was not the case last night at Eat, Think, Drink. Lots of great networking going on.
Yeah, it's always a very, very nice event. I'm sorry I couldn't make it there. I was on an appointment, but it's always a very good event. A lot of very interesting people typically show up. After all, you know, it's aptly named to Eat, Drink, and Think.
Right. I think they should switch the order, though. I think you should eat and think before you drink. So, you know, but
not so you're gonna have to put a disclaimer in. You know, not necessarily in that order.
Right.
Speaking about out of order, let's talk about our frauds for the week. You
absolutely.
Know, everyone's always waiting for that.
Right. Of course. So again, illegal fraud, you go to prison for because you broke the rules. Legal fraud, you get to avoid prison. And the three rules to avoid prison, real simply, are to steal a lot of money. Rule number two is no turf wars today. Turf wars today are messing with the charities. If you do that, you get to go directly to jail. You do
That's
not get
no-no.
The pass go, and you do not get to collect your $200. And, of course, the third rule is you must pay your recovery tax to the mafia or the federal government as we've defined them. So this week we're going to start with illegal fraud, and we come back kind of local to a former director of Optimum Bank in Miami, a gentleman by the name of Seth Gilman, who abruptly resigned from Optimum Bank as a director and headed up north to the state of Illinois. And everybody kind of wondered why he left so abruptly and everything. Well, now in the state of Illinois, he has been accused of submitting millions, but, you know, not enough stealing, of dollars in false claims to Medicare through his company, Passages Hospice, and was indicted on federal health care fraud charges in Illinois. He is suspended from working in the financial industry in Florida from his time at Optimum Bank. So, you know, he didn't really get in big trouble in Florida, but he went up to Illinois and found himself some big trouble because he broke rule number one. He didn't steal enough money. He did not break rule number two, but of course he's not going to be able to break...
not going to be able to pay the recovery tax.
Right, so he's going to break rule number three. So, Seth Gilman, you are our illegal fraud of the week.
And shame on you for that one.
Right, exactly. Through hospice of all
no,
things.
No, I mean,
one of the greatest organizations out there that takes care of people, you know, when they're dying. And
I know, that's why I said, when you said hospice, I go, oh no, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Anyhow, on the legal fraud this week, we're going to turn back to Citigroup. Who, you know, these banks
from
keep...
From bank to bank to bank.
These banks keep to seem just to keep getting these awards over and over and over again. Because, as I always say, the big banks are the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the community banks are the solution. So, you know, anybody listening out there, I don't care where you live. You could be anywhere in this country. You have a community bank. You have lots of community banks. Because the rules today are stacked for the big banks. And in an attempt to put the community banks out of business. So we have to jump in as the American population and support our community banks. So it's really important we do that. And as everybody knows, you know, I am an equal political hater. I hate all politicians, whether you're left, right, or center. I think we need a political do-over. And I'm not sure we're going to get that, but really doesn't matter.
No one's been able to figure how to orchestrate that one.
Right. But the big banks have really become just a branch of the government. And I really think that's what they want. They want a few big banks, you know, four or five big banks left, and let them just be an offshoot of the government because they're all in bed together. But anyway, Citibank, it's really interesting because the government was after a $12 billion fine for their mortgage involvement in the mortgage fraud. And Citi, right up front, offered to pay $7 billion.
Let me try to settle it.
Guess what? They settled for $7 billion.
No kidding.
Yeah. Now, here's the interesting part of these settlements, though, Eric, is that when you settle for $7 billion, that's a tax-deductible fine.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
Which means in 2014, Citibank can make $7 billion
in profits.
In profit and not pay a dime of tax on it. Why us, the American population, are paying the tax for them.
And that's called punishment.
Yeah, I guess that's called a punishment. And, you know, they're on calendar year bonuses. So, you know, it just tremendously
we saw how Chase handled that one. All they did is they just stacked all of their write-offs in 1 year, and then the next year the bonuses are back.
Right. So, Citigroup, you are our legal fraud of the week.
From bank to bank to bank. What else can I say? You know, speaking about that, you know that's kind of like follow the money, you know.
And speaking of following the money, you know, one of the things that's happening is consumer confidence came out this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's at like an all-time high since 2007. We've got some real exuberance going on in the economy. We've got to be very careful because markets are still at record highs. The bond market is very, very pivotal. And when we realize all those things, we know that defense is the key. And so we have to think a little smarter, even about our offensive buckets, you know, like a 401k plan. Mm-hmm. One of the big problems I see in 401k plans today is the education is being done by the Fidelities and the T. Rowe Prices and the Janus's of the world. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing in people's 401k plans is they're giving them target date mutual funds. And these target date mutual funds, Eric, target a date in the future that you're going to retire. And the game plan with them is that they're going to time the market perfectly.
So they're going to do what no one else could do?
Yeah, of course. So that as you slide close to retirement, they'll move you a little more conservative, but they'll still peak out your asset value and your income, your cash flow for retirement, and it'll, you know, right with inflation, just glide you right through retirement. Now, unfortunately, you know, they pick a year for these funds, and sometimes the year is just by the year they pick, like Fidelity Freedom 2010 fund. Did not work out too well for the investors. These funds are very, very, very profitable for T. Rowe Price and Fidelity and Janus, the three biggest abusers of them. And they try to post them to the public and propose them to the public that it's the simplistic way to retire. It's a simplistic way to end up with the average balance in a 401k plan of $65,000 is what it is. And that will leave you with about $2,500 a month of retirement income, I mean a year, with no inflation protection. So why does this keep happening? Does this mean 401k plans are bad things and don't work? No, not true at all. It keeps happening because we're so miseducated, like everything in life. We are miseducated. And it's okay to not be in the best financial shape out there. There's nothing wrong with that because it's not your fault. It's the fault of our education system and big finance who doesn't want you to understand how all this stuff works. So let me give you a quick tip for 401k participants.
I was going to say, I don't know if I like being okay.
Right. So the 401k participants should be putting their money into a money market account and wait for the market to go down. And it will. I promise you that. It sooner or later will go down. Markets go up, markets go down, sometimes
cycles
up and down in the same day, right? I always tell clients, if you call me when the market's going to go up, I'm going to tell you I told you so. If you call me when the market's going down, I'm going to tell you I told you so. So, you know, the point to get out of this is that I'm always right. No, the market always is going to go up and down.
Right.
And we don't know when. So the point is, though, we want to take advantage of those downturns. It's called dollar valuing into an asset class, whereas what the fund providers are teaching us to dollar cost average. And that means to take money out of your paycheck, which most of you are doing on a regular basis, and go directly into your funds.
Right.
These funds are closed-end funds. Closed-end funds mean that at the end of the day, you're getting the closing price of the market shares. Day traders have a good time because this money comes in first thing in the morning. It's wired in. And they know exactly what days it's coming in. This is like public information. And then they're day trading your money all day long and then putting it into these closed-end funds at the end of the day. So they're making money off your money that you don't even know they're doing. But more importantly, these target date mutual funds aren't going to make you any money. But now who's out touting them? You got Susie Orman, Dave Ramsey, what I call the paid cheerleaders, are out touting these funds, and they're paid a lot of money to tout these funds. Of course, they don't have licenses to protect, so they can say whatever they want, no matter how erroneous it is. So the game plan is to wait for the market to go down and then take, you know, your cash that you've been putting in and put it into your funds. When you put it into the funds, we really, really think that you need to be moderate in your investing. Even if you have long-term growth opportunities, your best long-term growth opportunities lie in moderate investments, not in the aggressive stuff, because the dips are too big. You just can't make up for them, as we saw like in a year like 2008. So it's really important, those of you that are using a 401k plan as the base for your retirement, that you use it properly, because they work if you use it properly. But you have to understand, Wall Street has miseducated you to use them erroneously. so they can make all the money and you don't end up with any more than $65,000, which is the average balance in a 401k plan over time.
Which, of course, you know, to live out a time sometimes almost equal to the amount of time that you worked is just absolutely, you know, insufficient.
Mathematically impossible.
So pretty much. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, let's stay on that topic, because I think there's a lot of interesting aspects to talk about there. You know, there are some pluses, and it's an opportunity that that you should use. But like you said, you got to have the good, you have to have the right information and take advantage of as much time as you have in that situation. So you're listening to The Real Estate Show. Today we have our very special guest, Mr. Joe Eppy from the Eppy Group. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Today's real estate market is full of questions. Eric Wilner and Capital One Group LLC have the answers. Call today for a no-obligation consultation and get the facts. 888-595-7779. That's 888-595-7779. You'll learn the safe and simple approach to buying income-producing real estate. And you'll find out how to get the right real estate investments for your specific investment objectives. Plus, you'll have immediate access to cutting-edge mortgage and financing products. Be sure to ask about free property management on select investment properties. Call today for your no-obligation consultation and get the facts. 888-595-7779. Toll free, 888-595-7779.
I said, damn. This traffic jam.
Well, there you are, sitting in traffic like thousands of other motorists listening to Eric Wilner's Real Estate Show. Here's a thought. If you're listening, so are potential customers and clients. Radio advertising works. So become an advertiser or sponsor guest on Eric's show. Get your message heard. Call 1-888-595-7779. That's 1-888-595-7779. Your customers and clients are waiting to hear from you.
Sit down, this traffic jam.
Call 1-888-595-7779.
Are you paying for a home that is losing value every month? Do you owe $400,000 and your home is worth only $300,000 and still dropping? Do you want to know more about what the government is doing to help you? You have options. Don't just give up or walk away. Know your rights. Fight back. Fistel Law Firm can help you. Call for a free consultation today. 954-522-1212. 954-522-1212. Or on the web, FISTEL.com.
This is The Real Estate Show, brought to you by Capital One Group LLC in Boca Raton, with your host, Eric Wilner. If you have any questions about the broadcast, call toll-free, 888-595-7779. That's 888-595-7779. Now, back to today's show.
And welcome back. You are listening to The Real Estate Show, South Florida's number one and longest running program all about real estate. And we talk about things real estate, but also things real estate related. And of course, your finances are very related. And we started talking before the break, and you were going into some detail about 401ks. And 401ks are a great tool to use.
They're a great tool, especially if you have a match, because that's free money.
Yeah, it's basically a guaranteed rate of return. So if you have a match, you need to at least do that.
Right, exactly, because you always want to fund up to the matching level. Now, beyond the matching level depends whether your plan is pre-tax and how long you have to retirement, or whether you've got a Roth option and those type of things.
And what selection you have within the fund.
Exactly, and you know there are some alternatives to 401k plans out there, and you know we talk about this. These wonderful contracts we have that are either guaranteed income contracts or contracts that will allow you to use money tax-free instead of taxable coming out of a 401k plan,
right?
And not give up the opportunity on your money. And these contracts are so popular. We said the big banks are the problem. I was watching a video on YouTube this morning when I got up, and it was a video about these contracts that I always talk about, and they're saying, you know, how the banks are making 5% plus on their money tax-free, and that, you know, they do everything in their power to really not let the public know about these contracts, meaning that they don't really advertise them, they do not talk about them in the public, but the big banks have $144 billion dollars in these contracts. And big corporations have over $500 billion in these contracts. And average people, just like you and I, Eric, can take advantage of these contracts if we only know they exist. So one of the great ways you can find out that they exist is to call our office at 888-563-3779. That's 888-563-3779. And set up, you know, just an introductory 10 or 15 minute call. If you don't want to drive downtown, you don't want to come see us, you know, set up a 10 or 15 minute call with one of our representatives. And what will happen is you will see in that 10, 15 minute phone call that we have ways that we can tremendously enhance your current financial situation working only with your existing cash flow, because we all already allocate all our own existing cash flow, meaning all your income today, Eric, goes to bills, taxes, savings, and investments. The only three options you have under the sun. And if you make a nickel off a savings account, besides knowing it's a huge savings account because it made 5 cents in interest today, you have three choices
point
with that
zero
nickel.
Zero something.
Right. You have three choices with that nickel today. Okay. You can put it back in savings. You can put it in a different bucket, or you can spend it. So we all allocate all of it. And, you know, like you mentioned, we're getting nothing on our savings today. The banks, they're making 4,000% more on their savings. So if you made $100 over the course of a year on a savings account, the bank on the same money is making $4,000. So at the end of the day, you know, we just have to follow the money. Follow the money, follow the money. And the way you do that is by getting the proper financial education. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult to get that today because it's not in college. Look, if it was in college, they would have educated us to mortgages. And then after the mortgage crisis, if they wanted it to be in college, they would have changed something in academia. But they didn't do that. That's not a coincidence.
They would have changed it everywhere, quite frankly, because, right. You know, we saw the mistake. It wasn't the first time that mistake was made, and we're even starting to see it, you know, happen again.
Right. It's not going to be the last time that mistake's made. So we're all, you know, not really well informed. Even the certified financial planners go out and ask you what your goals are. If anybody's ever sat with one, I'm sure this is what happened to you. They asked you what your goals were, went back and did all kinds of fancy calculations, and came back and told you how much more money you need to put away to get to your goals. Well, that's impossible. If I already allocate 100%, right, all I have is reallocation opportunities. So we all are stuck by having to only work with 100% of our assets and 100% of our cash flow. So at the end of the day, doing good planning, doing good reallocation can't cost you one more penny of allocation because you already allocate 100% of it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's so much misinformation out there, and, you know, I try to stay calm when I'm on the radio, but this stuff really fires me up because it's all by design. We're all being taken down by design, and we've got to do something about it. We need to create a financial education revolution in this country. We need to get a grip on this information, because if we don't, we will not end up financially where we want to. And the sad news for all of us is none of us get a do-over with this.
No. And that's the thing, you know, no matter how wealthy a person is or how poor a person is, they have the same amount of time in a day. So the one thing that is most valuable and that you can't buy back is time.
That's correct.
And time, if you have it, it's your friend. Right. If you don't have it, it's a terrible adversary.
Right. You hit the nail on the head, though. We all get the same amount of time. It's 86,400 seconds a day.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I spend a lot of time on life coaching topics, and I really focus real hard on staying present.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, Joe, how do you stay present and do future planning? It's real simple. We're going to do, if we're lucky enough to wake up this morning, which you and I were,
mm-hmm.
we're going to do the best financially we can do today. And then tomorrow, if we're lucky enough to wake up again, we'll worry about tomorrow. But the only control anybody has over their future, anybody else's future, is right in the moment. Right?
Sure.
That's our control.
But you can't be just happy-go-lucky and say tomorrow will take care of itself.
No, that's why you do the best today, which is also putting away for tomorrow, but it's also a balance. It's a balance. As you know, I've had all these health issues with my heart and tried to die a couple times. And I always say you got to live every day like you might live to 100. And you have to live every day like it might be your last. That's the balance we have to try to get. And we do that by staying present. So it's just really important we get a grip and we get that financial education. As you know, I like to call it the it factor. Proper information, proper time. It's what leads to all good financial decisions. So the best place I know, in fact, one of the few places I know to get this proper information and proper time is at the Epi Group. And so you really need to give us a call at 888-563-3779, 888-563-3779, and set up a consultation with us. Look, it doesn't cost you a penny.
Not only that, but here's a little clue out there. Most financial advisors will not talk to you over the phone.
Of course not.
You know, and that's something that I noticed from the beginning when we first met, is that, you know, if you want to talk over the phone and you get to know and see, let's see if it's a good fit. Let's see if there's chemistry. Let's see if we really do have some new ideas.
Correct.
And so to me, that says volumes. And so I recommend give you a call.
Right. And, you know, we're not the perfect fit for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that, you know, we're great at what we do. But it's still got to be the right fit. You know, I get referred a ton of referrals from my clients. And when I first meet someone I'm referred to, the first thing I say to them, look, I want to get to know you because we're not the right fit for everybody. And
if it's not you, it might be someone that's more of a better fit within your firm.
Correct. And maybe even outside our firm. You know, we are not shy to say, you know, we don't think we're the right fit for you. Maybe, you know, there's a better place for you to be doing business, something that'll give you more of a warm fuzzy. We want clients that have a real warm fuzzy with us because we know our stuff is mathematically verifiable. As I always like to say, math never lies, but liars use math to lie every day. So we can verify everything we can do. As you know, Eric, we sponsor every section of the Broward Bar. And we do that because we can't take care of our clients without lawyers, and frankly, they can't take care of their clients without us. But I always like to say, you know, the proof that our plans are dead on is lawyers sue people for a living. And it probably wouldn't be a great business plan on our part to put in plans for lawyers that didn't work, especially because a lawyer doesn't have to hire another lawyer to sue you. It's just their time. It doesn't cost them a penny. So, you know, and there's a lot of great lawyers out there that we work with in Broward County and Palm Beach County and Dade County. And, you know, and we're real excited. We're going to be opening an office down in Dade County, another office in Dade County on Brickell. We're looking at space and can't announce the address yet, but hopefully in the next week or two we'll have a finalized address. And we're hoping within about the next 80 days to be down on Brickell. And downtown Miami, as the Epi Group continues to grow, because what we're finding is the need for this financial education is everywhere. It is just not out there. It's not available. And what I don't get is why people don't take advantage of us.
Particularly when a lot of that education is free.
Right. Because, again, financial health and happiness, second most important thing in our life besides financial health and happiness. And that's a lottery pick. I never checked the box, yes, please, to progressive coronary artery disease. Just never checked that box. So at the end of the day, that's a lottery pick. But your health and happiness is totally, your financial health and happiness is totally controllable if you get that it factor.
Right.
And the best place I know to get it is the Epi Group. So call us 888-563-3779. 888-563-3779. Call us. Don't hesitate. It doesn't cost you a dime. And it's only going to make your financial life better. I don't get why anybody wouldn't pick up the phone right now and call.
And the time to start is now, you know,
absolutely.
Because like I said, you know, you can't buy back the time. And the best way to find out is simply to ask the right questions and deal with the right people. Anyway, Joe, as we often say, the time here flies very quickly when you're having fun. Again, if you want to give a call to the Epi Group, the telephone number is...
888-563-3779. 888-563-3779.
So until tomorrow, drive safe and make it a great day.
Thanks
for listening to The Real Estate Show, brought to you by Capital One Group, LLC in Boca Raton. Eric Wilmer and Capital One Group, LLC are available to assist you with your financial needs. If you have any questions about today's program or to arrange a consultation, call toll-free at 888-595-7779. That's 888-595-7779. And join us every day at the same time right here on AM 740 WSBR, South Florida's Money Talk Radio. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.